Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 223 for Tuesday, June 6th. Apple provides powerful insights into new areas of health at WWDC 23. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, coming to you from the Sea Level Mountain community of Anchorage, Alaska, amongst the scenic backdrop of the snow-capped Chugach Mountains. In this podcast, you will learn about the news from Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss one of the many Apple announcements coming from WWDC 23, which we will cover many of these stories in the days to come. We will learn more in the coming days and weeks as the myriad of developers become familiar with the software. If you want to see the full recap of the keynote now, I would encourage you to go to the Apple website. Today's podcast includes powerful insights into new areas of health with the future updates to iOS 17, iPadOS 17, and WatchOS 10, which introduce mental health and vision health features, and the health app arrives on iPad. Let's go to the show to talk about these new announcements. Apple announced Monday at their keynote these new health features in their operating systems, expanding into two impactful areas and providing innovative tools and experiences across platforms. New mental health features allow users to log their momentary emotions and daily moods, see valuable insights, and easily access assessments and resources. iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch offer new vision health features that encourage healthy behaviors that help reduce the risk of myopia. And the health app comes to iPad, giving users new ways to see their health data. All of these new features and existing health features are grounded in science and built with privacy at the core. Apple's Vice President of Health, Dr. Sumbul Desai, said, quote, "Our goal is to empower people to take charge of their own health journey. With these innovative new features, we're expanding the comprehensive range of health and wellness tools that we offer our users across iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch." Mental health and vision health are important, but often overlooked, and we're excited to introduce features that offer valuable new insights to provide users with an even better understanding of their health. These insights help support users in their daily decisions and offer more informed conversations with their doctors, he finished. Let's start covering the many new features, starting with mental health. I will put screenshots of all these new features at the Mac Minutes website, located at macminutes.blubrry.net. Mental health is as important as physical health and affects people every day in how they think, feel, and act. Research shows that reflecting on one's mental state can help build emotional awareness and resilience. According to Michelle Kraske, a distinguished professor of psychology and psychiatry at UCLA, who echoes many in the field. Quote, "Identifying our feelings has been shown to help us manage difficult emotions, appreciate positive moments, and improve well-being," she finished. Multiple studies by researchers have shown that identifying feelings reduces emotions like sadness and anger, and positively impacts our body by slowing our heart rate. Additionally, in a survey of participants in the UCLA Digital Mental Health Study, initial results showed more than 80% of participants found reflecting on their mood in the study app increased emotional awareness, and about half said it increased well-being. The health app in iOS 17 and iPadOS 17 and the Mindful app in WatchOS 10 bring an engaging and intuitive way for users to reflect on their state of mind. Users can scroll through engaging multidimensional shapes and choose how they are feeling in a range from very pleasant to very unpleasant. Then they can select associations that are having the biggest impact on their feelings, like travel or family, and describe their feelings, such as grateful or worried. In the health app, users can see valuable insights to identify what might be contributing to their state of mind, whether it's associations or lifestyle factors, such as sleep or exercise, and can use these insights to better manage their overall health. There may be times when users can benefit from additional support. In a recent survey, more than 30% of U.S. adults said they have experienced symptoms of anxiety or depression. The same depression and anxiety assessments often used in clinics are now easily accessible in the health app and can be taken anytime. These assessments can help users determine their risk level, connect the resources available in their region, and create a PDF to share with their doctor. These new features enable iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch users across the world to better care for their mental health, and in doing so, help raise awareness and acceptance for this important topic. The next new feature involves our vision health. Myopia, or nearsightedness, is the leading cause of vision impairment globally. It's estimated to affect more than 30% of the population currently and expected to grow to 50% or 5 billion people by 2050. Eye care providers recommend a few key behaviors in children to help reduce the risk of myopia. Two of these behaviors are spending more time outdoors in daylight and increasing the distance by which they view something like a book or a device. The International Myopia Institute recommends children spend at least 80 to 120 minutes a day outdoors. With watchOS 10, Apple Watch introduces the ability to measure time spent in daylight using the ambient light sensor. Users can view the amount of time spent in daylight detected by their Apple Watch in the Health app in iOS 17 and iPad OS 17. Children who do not have their own iPhone can use Family Setup to pair their Apple Watch to their parents' iPhone, giving parents visibility into the amount of time their kids are spending in daylight with health sharing. Time spent in daylight can provide additional benefits to physical and mental health, so this feature is available to all watchOS 10 users. Viewing something like a device or a book at too close of a distance is also a well-documented myopia risk factor. The new screen distance feature uses the same TrueDepth camera that powers Face ID on iPhone and iPad to encourage users to move their device farther away after holding it closer than 12 inches for an extended period of time. Screen distance can remind younger users to engage in healthy viewing habits that can lower their risk of myopia, and it gives adult users the opportunity to reduce digital eye strain. The next feature is the Health app comes to iPad. The Health app is a central, secure, and private place for a user's health and fitness information, and it provides users with meaningful insights to live a healthier life. In iPad OS 17, the Health app comes to iPad and has been designed to give users rich detail at a glance so they can see information from iPad, iPhone, and Apple Watch, as well as compatible third-party apps and devices, all in one place. Now users can track and manage their medications, use cycle tracking, log their momentary emotions and daily moods, view their available health records from multiple institutions, and more directly on iPad. They can also choose to share data stored in the Health app with loved ones or caregivers using health sharing. On iPad, the design of the Health app is optimized for the large display with a new look for favorites and detailed interactive charts. Users can receive insights into their health data with trends and highlights and use iPad OS features like Split View to multitask with other apps while they view their health data. Health and fitness developers can now use HealthKit on iPad opening up new opportunities to create innovative and fitness experiences that incorporate data users to choose to share from their health app with rigorous privacy and data security protocols. There's now a new feature in medications within the health app with iOS 17, iPad OS 17, and Watch OS 10. The medications feature gives users the option to receive follow-up reminders if they haven't logged taking a scheduled medication. Users can also make reminders as critical alerts, which allows them to come through even if a device is muted or has focus enabled. There is also a new journal app feature, which will come later this year. The new journal app on iOS 17 gives users a way to reflect and practice gratitude through writing about and remembering life's moments. It leverages the new Journaling Suggestions API to offer a personalized set of moments to write about using on-device machine learning. Suggested moments are intelligently curated from a user's recent activity, including photos, people, places, workouts, and more, making it easy to get started. Our final feature, which was revealed, was Apple Fitness Plus Custom Plans. Apple Fitness Plus introduces Custom Plans, a new way to receive a custom workout or meditation schedule based on day, duration, workout type, and more. Stacks, which allows users to select multiple workouts and meditations to do seamlessly back-to-back. And autofocus, which gives users the ability to prioritize the volume of the music or the trainer's voices. Developers are getting to see the new software this week at WWDC 23. For the remainder of us, iOS 17 will be available this fall as a free software update for iPhone XS and later. The public beta will be available to iPad OS users next month at beta.apple.com. New software features will be available this fall as a free update for iPad. You must have an iPad 6th generation or later, iPad mini 5th generation and later, iPad Air 3rd generation and later, 12.9 inch iPad Pro 2nd generation and later, 10.5 inch iPad Pro and 11 inch iPad Pro 1st generation and later. The public beta of WatchOS 10 will be available to users next month at beta.apple.com. WatchOS 10 will be available this fall as a free software update for Apple Watch Series 4 or later paired with iPhone XS or later, running iOS 17. There's so much to cover from this Apple keynote and what we will learn this week at WWDC 23. I try to keep the podcast to about 10 minutes, and I've gone a little over this week, but it is warranted. The Mac Minutes podcast will be covering this event in its entirety, and we'll let you know the developments as they happen on our podcast and social media platforms, including Twitter and Facebook. If you have a question about today's episode, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com. If you are listening to the podcast on iTunes, please leave us a review. Our Mac Minutes host webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net, and we have a podcast website at macminutespodcast.com. Mac Minutes is also affiliated with the Alaskan Apple Users Group at akappleug.com. As I said, Mac Minutes is on social media, including Twitter and Facebook. And there's a special invitation to join the Mac Minutes podcast group, available on Facebook for free. You can provide input, take part in discussion about special events like WWDC 23, discuss devices, provide ideas for future podcasts, or just read what other knowledgeable tech journalists are writing about that's informative. Thank you again for listening. And Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Spotify, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. We'll talk to you again soon on the Mac Minutes Podcast for more Apple news. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes Podcast on the Blueberry Network.